this is just another clear sign of a decimation of provisions at Donegal for a crucial frontline service, and it's also coming against the backdrop of, you know, large reported crime in the area, with multiple break-ins reported in the border areas, along with many other incidents throughout the county of vandalism, unprovoked assaults and dangerous driving, among other criminal behaviour. We expect our Gardaí to be able to deal with all these situations, but the fact of the matter is that resources are stretched to unacceptable levels currently.
Now, we know, as you mentioned, it's not a new issue. In fact, as you said, it's been going on for 7 or 8 years. What do you think will it take for the government to stand up and take account at the current situation of the Garda force here in Donegal?
I think, first of all, will is what's needed at the start, because if you don't have the will to increase it, like, you know, this, I'm sure this is well noted, it's been highlighted on a number of occasions. It seems to be a policy now in Donegal, when you look at nursing levels, ambulance personnel, Gardaí, that there's been a significant reduction in frontline services for this county over the duration of this government and the previous one. We're calling for an increase of Gardaí numbers. There's obviously been a lot of Gardaí who have come out from Templemore over the last few years, but Donegal hasn't seen the benefit of this. And, you know, as I said, and upcoming Brexit, and, you know, just there's a bit of insecurity among people now at the minute, you know, with the high number of criminal activity going on. And that, I think, extra Gardaí on the beat, on the roads, on the streets, I think would definitely be a deterrent for a lot of this. And it's something that's long overdue in this county.